Okay, so the marketing plan. So our goal is to increase demand for Maine lobster. We want more people eating more Maine lobster more often. Looking at how to do this, we really wanted to be efficient with the funds that we have. And we found that promoting the sweet flavor to chefs is really going to be our sort of key segment, especially in the first year. We want more consumers eating Maine lobster, and we want to also put pressure on the seafood trade. And the chefs are, and the food service buyers are that sort of middle group that can affect both. We're looking at the upscale restaurant chains because of the volume and because that's where we want our product. Because obviously, we're trying to increase profitable demand. Our target focus, especially in this first year, is the United States. We still have definite potential to grow the market here, and the benefits are great brand recognition. Everyone knows Maine lobster. We do have a reputation for quality. There's positive association with the state in general, and you know, tourism does a lot of work there. There's a growing preference, especially in seafood, but across the food industry, for local products. And with about 90% of the seafood in the United States being imported, Maine is a local product, even if it's all the way across the country. And there's great potential. These restaurant and hotel chains, a lot of them are here in the United States, so there's good potential there. And the secondary markets are Asia, where it's a little bit more difficult there because we need to build the brand. The Maine lobster does not have brand recognition there, and that's a more expensive option for us. There's still a preference for live lobster, which limits our ability, although that's something we can grow in terms of processed product. And there is slowing economic growth, although it's still obviously a great opportunity there. Europe has the declining consumer expenditures, which we'll be keeping an eye on that, and that could be opening up as well. And for emerging nations, we were looking for more stability because, as I said, if we had unlimited funds, we would be everywhere. But right now, we want to focus on the best markets. And who are we talking to? I mentioned already the chefs, the hotel and restaurant managers, the retail seafood managers. These are the people that influence what consumers buy and also can pull the product through the seafood trade. We're also talking to journalists who are reporting to the trade as well as consumers, and then finally the seafood trade buyers and distributors and processors, because we want to bring them along as well. On the secondary targets are the broadline food distributors, and then we get into our international markets with the chefs and journalists. We'll also be working with Maine media, because a lot of stories come out in Maine that get picked up nationally, and we want to make sure that we're talking to our journalists here in Maine as well. So that's sort of the overview of what we're doing, and I'll talk a little bit more about the specifics and how we're going to be implementing our tactical program. Media relations is a great tool for us. Our budget, although doubling from last year, is still limited in the world of marketing a commodity product or a general product. So media relations, we're working with journalists, bloggers, targeting all the groups that we've already talked about. We're putting in a fairly extensive social media campaign to hit, again, consumers, journalists, and the end users. One of the cornerstones of our program for this year is a partnership with the Culinary Institute of America, and we'll be working with their continuing education program, not their undergraduate program, for chef students. They have great reach to working chefs who are always looking for new information, new recipes, new ways to do things, new partnerships. So they're a great group for us to partner with because it gives us good access to the market that we want to reach. We're working with them to develop a bunch of recipes for us that they'll also do video demonstrations and photography of, which gives us great content for our media and social media programs that I was just talking about. They're also putting together an educational website that they'll host on their own ProChef site. So it's basically like an online course on Maine lobster. And they have thousands and thousands of chefs that come through and go through this program. And that will be background on our industry as well as recipe ideas, how to prepare the product, how to handle it, all that type of information. And they have great social media and online promotions as well, so they'll be promoting this site throughout the year. We are also doing some educational events with them, and I'll highlight one. We're actually kicking off the program next month with a sponsorship at their Flavor Summit, and they're co-hosting this with Food Arts Magazine, which is also obviously hitting a great target for us. It's an invitation-only event for chefs, so there's 50 chefs going, large buyers, not of, you know, individual restaurant, but big hotel chains, casinos, that type of thing. And we'll be going there for 3 days doing an educational seminar. We're bringing in a chef from New York to teach them how to use Maine lobster, some different new ways to prepare it. Their CIA chefs will be preparing lobster in new and different ways for them to try at some of their receptions and meals, including they've got one even for breakfast, which was great.
Did I just hear you say that they're going to bring in a chef from New York to teach how to cook Maine lobster?
Yes, and while we very much wanted to get a chef from Maine, and we contacted several, the issue with this is because of the level of this event, we needed to have a high-profile chef to get the interest of the attendees that were there. And it has to be a chef that owns their own restaurant, preferably multiple units because of the group that this is. And we talked to a few of the main chefs, and unfortunately it was sort of short timing and we weren't able to get one to go. But we do have a group of chefs here that are great and, you know, help us out quite a bit. But we didn't have one that fit the profile that was also able to go. So, but we will be working on that.
Senator Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. But the courses, the videos of mm-hmm. chefs doing things, that will include Maine chefs as well, I presume?
Yeah, so it'll be a combination of chefs from the Culinary Institute, because mm-hmm. they have good credibility in the industry, and we're also bringing them here to Maine to video not only chefs, so they'll be working with chefs here in Maine, as well as getting video of the industry itself, so that we can incorporate, you know, fishing shots and
all the local flavor.
All the local flavor is going
so
to be
speak.
Brought in. And so this is, it's also, so it's an educational event. It's also a great networking opportunity. We're spending 3 days with this fairly small group of chefs. We have all their contact information. We can follow up with them. So we think it's going to be a really great kickoff to this year and this event. Some other events we're doing, the Seafood Expo North America was just last week. We had a group of you come down to see the show, which was great. This year we expanded our presence a little bit. We've been doing a Maine Lobster Pavilion for 3 years. This year there were two new opportunities which we jumped on. One was an educational seminar that we sponsored. We had about 75, 80 people come to that, which was great. And we also hosted a master class, which was on the show floor. And again, we had probably 80 people attend that at the event. So that was great. And we continue to run our buyer's reception, which the industry has spoken very highly of as a great way to talk not only to other industry members but to the buyers that we bring in. And we work pretty hard to get in both international and national buyers to that event. We also do digital advertising and things to support all those efforts. New this year is our digital promotions program, and this is another one of the things that we're focusing on because it's very cost-effective and very effective. We're working on some new website landing pages so that our goal is to make sure that when people come to us for information, we're giving them targeted information so that if someone's from the trade, they're getting information that's appropriate to them. If someone's a consumer, they get information that's appropriate to them. That'll work the same with our newsletters and our advertising, so that everyone's getting very targeted information. That's not meaning that they won't see the other information, it's just that the information that's most relevant to them will be up front. And the backbone of that whole program is the interactive database, so it's sort of a behind-the-scenes thing that we'll be working on that's going to prove to be very valuable moving forward. We're getting consumers, trade, media, industry people. We're basically recruiting people through all our activities this year onto our database, getting information on them, what they're looking for, what they're interested in. And so when we send out, say, newsletters, if someone was interested in sustainability, they'd get that information right up front. If they're interested in recipes, they get that information right up front. So we just want to make sure that we really keep people engaged in what we're doing. And it helps to build brand loyalty, and it's also a great measurement tool because we can go back to these people for research purposes and ask questions of them, which is great. So one of the big questions we get from the industry is, okay, all that sounds great, but how do we know if it's working? And it's a question that the board has definitely spent a lot of time considering and how we want to handle that. And we have to look at both measuring the success of the individual programs as well as the program as a whole. So one of the things that we're going to be looking at is market penetration. So we're targeting these food service operations, and we're going to be looking at, so did we get more Maine lobster into these operations? We'll be looking at, you know, incidence of Maine lobster on the menu as well as actual sales, and we're setting up research programs to track that information now. We'll also be looking at awareness. So we've got our 7 core brand values. We know now that people know Maine Lobster, but they don't really know what it stands for. So next year we'll be going back to these groups and finding out, well, you know, are our core brand values sinking into people? Are they making sense to them? Are they able to recall them? And we'll also be looking at investment in the industry, because that's obviously a sign of a healthy industry if people are willing to invest in it, so in processing plants or expanding businesses.